Gen Z. Radio Now, 833-563-2539. If you got any advice for Liv, I believe this is about her selfish friend, or maybe you have the same experience. We'd love to hear from you. So are you calling them out by name or what? You can keep it vague. You know, vague radio?
Definitely not going to say their name.
Chicken.
But I do have a friend. I know I am chicken. I don't want them to listen back. And here's the thing. We've been friends for about, like, I would say 4 or 5 years, and we're very close. One of my closest, bestest friends. But I would say for probably the past year, honestly, just it's a common thing in our relationship. She can become very selfish and very self-involved, and everything's about her. And our relationship has turned into more of, like, me being her therapist.
Mm-hmm.
And she just takes and never just kind of gives back to the relationship and the friendship. And she'll buy me things like a Christmas present and a birthday present because I think she feels guilty. And that's her way of kind of like buying the love and being like, oh, well, here, no, I got you a present. Almost kind of like to guilt you into like keep coming back.
Does she ever say, how are you? Like, what's going on in your world?
Never. Never ask me how I am. Never, barely ask me how things are. And she'll even be like, oh, well, like, how's you and Jewel Daddy? Like, she'll say, like, oh, like, how are things? And then I'm like, oh, well. And then she's like, oh, my gosh, wait, hold on. And then this happened. And then we'll just get back to her. And it's just, she's just being very selfish. And she is very, she's in a very fragile state. So I don't know how to handle it. I don't know if I just come out and say, you know what? Like, I'm done. Like, you are being so selfish. Like, I can't take it anymore. I don't know how I should go about this, and I need your advice because she's very fragile. Now, if it was my friend, Brooke, who is very strong and whatever, sometimes I'd be like, okay, like, I think we've talked about you enough. Right. Like, I'd make it into a joke,
but
and she'd get it.
But you don't feel comfortable to say it in this case.
But I don't feel comfortable in this case because she's just so fragile, and it's been happening for so long.
Would you call her toxic?
Yes.
Okay, a little toxic.
No, I would.
I missed it. What's her name again?
I'm not saying her name, Joe.
Okay, 833-563-2539. Any advice you have right now, or if you dealt with a toxic friend, that would be really helpful.
And here's the thing. I get relationships have ebbs and flows, and I get some people struggle sometimes, and other people struggle other times. So I understand, like, in different chapters of people's lives, you might be giving more, and you might be taking less and vice versa, just based on like how life goes. But this has been going on for a while. Like, how much is enough? Like, should I start separating myself, or am I being selfish myself and being like, you know, she's going through a really tough time. I just need to keep giving.
This
just
made me think, like, check myself. Cause I'm always like my group of girls, but they also like to take the ride of life with me because my life is crazy. Like, everyone's life is crazy, but a lot of times, a lot of people have a more steady, like, mundane, you know, they just kind of the same. Mine is like a roller coaster ride of crazy, like, every single day. So they kind of enjoy it. It's like a plot, like, what's happening now?
Right.
But I do make sure to turn around and be like, but how are you? Like, what's going on with you? And I definitely make sure to, like, turn the spotlight because I care about them and I want to help them as well. So I get what you're saying, though. If it's always one-sided, not cool.
Let's say good morning to Holly. Hey, you're on Joe McKenzie. Are we talking about you, Holly?
No.
Oh, God. How cool would it have been? Like, it would have been like, girl, that Liv wouldn't tell us her name. Like, I heard you talking about me. All right, Holly, what do you want to say?
No, so I'm 26, and this the girl that Liv is explaining is my mom, actually. Not really, but the same characteristics and same... never ask how I'm doing. And so that is very, like, textbook, like, psychological narcissistic behavior. People say, oh, they're like a narcissist. They just care about themselves. But, like, if you look at the actual definition and the personality traits of, like, narcissistic behavior, a lot of things Liv was saying, like, matches up perfectly. And so my mom is kind of a fragile person, and I came out and told her, like, how she makes me feel. Like, I told her, like, you make me feel like crap. And, like, literally just how she made me feel, and still nothing. And she's not talked to me in 6 weeks.
Now,
so
Holly,
I kind of like
That sounds really bad, but I want to ask you a question because maybe the same case as Liv. Do you think like you and Liv, maybe you're just really boring? Like you're not that interesting?
Oh my gosh.
I'm kidding. Oh, I'm kidding. Not. Liv is about to punch me.
Well, she's talking about her freaking mom here. Yeah. Like that, yeah. I just could not imagine like going through that with my mom. And like I've had friends in the past that kind of have a similar relationship that you do with their mother. And I never thought about maybe she's a narcissist, but that makes a lot of sense.
Do you, what happens when you distance yourself? Like if you distance yourself from this person?
A couple things happen. She first starts to like blow up my phone, like blow up text, call, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, and I just will kind of ignore them. And you know, cause I'm really busy. She has no idea because she never asked me, but I'm really, really freaking busy.
Right.
And so, and then she'll kind of go radio silent.
Okay.
And then she'll start posting things on social media like, oh my gosh, this is my bestest friend, which like I know what she's doing. She's like
of
rubbing
you?
It. No, of other people. Like rubbing it in my face. Like trying to rub it in my face and like hanging out with all these other people and posting on social media like she's totally fine and she's got
toxic,
her life under control. And then, you know, it'll be late at night and she'll be crying over something or be feeling insecure and she'll actually have no one else to go to. So then she'll text me something like, I've been missing you so much. Like, oh my gosh, like I just can't wait to see you. Like I need to see my best friend soon. Like all of this stuff. And I'm like, and I'm just like, oh, like, I'm sorry you were sad, girly. Like I just, you know, I try
you're
to
back
keep it
like,
light.
Who dis?
Exactly. Like new phone, who dis? Bye. But it's just like, it's just frustrating.
Yeah.
And I don't know how long I do it. I get people fall into hard times.
Sure.
And I get people, you know, have mental health issues as well. But it's like, how long do I stay on this carousel?
I think it's time to get off.
Yeah, it's tough. I feel for you right there. And I hope we actually one day can get a resolution. Why don't we have her on the show?
No.
That would be so
why? Tell me why we don't have a resolution.
Did
to
you not hear me just call her fragile like 35 times?
That's what I'm saying. And if we can't work for through her fragility or whatever it's called.
Fragility.
Well, you know, from the movie, Fragility or whatever. It's like, it's fancy. If we can't work through that, then maybe you guys need to move on. I think Mackenzie and I'd be doing you a favor. If you want to pass on the favor, that's fine. It's just like addiction rehab specialist.
We
like,
could have her in.
We're offering you the service.
Like Dr. Drew.
Yeah, like if you don't want our help, that's fine.
We can make it all about her. She'd love that.
She would love that. Joe and Mackenzie on Radio Now.